This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. It's a love triangle, a bromance, and an exotic tale on a far-flung island, and it's an opera. In fact, Georges Bizet's opera, The Pearl Fishers, is set in ancient Sri Lanka, in Bizet's time known in Europe as Ceylon, and it features one of the most famous duets in Western opera history. It is also the newest work to take the stage for the North Carolina Opera. And joining me in the studio is Eric Michko. He's general director of the North Carolina Opera. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Good to have you. Tenor John Bellamer plays the role of Nadir in The Pearl Fishers. Welcome, John.
Great to be here.
And also with us is Jarrett Ott, who performs the role of Zurga.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well. They're accompanied by Sahar Nouri on the piano. Hello, Sahar. Good to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Eric, I want to start with you and talk a little bit about this opera. Georges Bizet, we know him as the composer of Carmen, less so as the composer behind this particular piece.
Right. I mean, as we know from Carmen, Bizet was one of the most gifted melodists of all composers in operatic history. And he wrote lots of other great stuff, too. Not all the good tunes are in Carmen. So about 10 years earlier, before he wrote Carmen, when he was 24, he wrote this work, The Pearl Fishers, and it was kind of forgotten, right? It had its initial run, was not a success. I don't know what was wrong with the first audiences there, because it's a great piece. And then after the success of Carmen, which was just performed thousands of times all over the world, people began to dig around and see what else this guy had written, because at that point he was dead. He died very young. And they found The Pearl Fishers, and it's great, and it's been a repertory staple for a while.
Well, one of the things I've read is that melodically, the people loved the music, and that it was sort of the folks who saw it loved it. The critics were a little hard on it.
Yeah, the critics, with one exception, one important exception, the critics hated it. The exception was Berlioz, who probably knew the most of any of them. He said, there's really something here. They hated it, but some of it was for some silly reasons, like Bizet breached etiquette. Like I said, he was 24, he was a kid. He rushed out on stage to acknowledge the applause at the opening, and this was a very bad form.
No, don't do that. A little bit about the libretto as well, but tell us about the story, because the music, I think everybody loved, and then the storyline itself, exotic and gorgeous, but so tell us about the storyline.
Well, it takes place in this village of pearl divers in ancient Ceylon, and there are this fellow shows up, Nadir, he's the tenor, and it turns out he and the head of the pearl divers, Zurga, pearl fishers, they're long-lost friends, and we learn in the big duet that once they both fell passionately in love with the same woman, and rather than risk their friendship, they vowed never to see her again.
Yeah, and so it's a buddy flick, right?
Well, it's a buddy flick, but then it turns out that wasn't true at all. In fact, that Nadir came to the village just to meet the woman Layla that they were both in love with. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the typical operatic love triangle where the tenor and baritone both love the soprano, but it's all dressed in this very exotic setting.
At the time we're talking about, it's set at a Hindu temple, so you can imagine the costumes. This is ancient Hindu culture. Mm-hmm. Lots of beautiful costumes, exotic. What was it about that time? Do you think that would have been attractive to Bizet or anybody composing an opera at the time, an interest in the East that was sort of developing in Europe at the time?
Yeah, well, it's a great question, and especially in French opera you see this. Pearl Fishers is actually one of the first. A year later, you have Meyerbeer's L'Africaine, and we see other things from other French composers like Delibes and Massenet and Saint-Saëns, all have these kind of exotic Eastern settings. Part of it, of course, would have had something to do with presence in French imagination through French colonial exploits in the Far East. And part of it also is that at some point you've gone through a lot of the homespun stories. In the 18th century, you went through all the Greek and Roman stories. And in the first half of the 19th century, operas had gone through a lot of the early modern European stories. So with the interest in the East, it was a whole new range of stuff that opened up to people.
Well, maybe we get a little taste of what we'll hear at the North Carolina Opera and this performance of The Pearl Fishers. But could you set up what we're going to hear next?
Sure. This is going to be Zurga's aria from Act 3. He's the baritone. He's one of the two buddies and who are friends. And he realizes that he's been betrayed by his friend, that he and the soprano, they were both in love with, have run off or wanted to run off together. And since Zurga, in a moment of jealousy, since he's the head of the Pearl Fishers, has turned them over to the authorities and sent him to his death. And now he feels bad about that.
Jarrett Ott performing Zorga's aria from the North Carolina Opera's production of The Pearl Fishers, accompanied by Sahar Nouri on the piano. Pearl Fishers on stage April 28th at 8 o'clock and April 30th at 3 at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you
so much for
Thank
that.
You. Just gorgeous.
Tell us more about what you were, what were you saying? What's going on in that aria?
In that aria, he kind of realizes that his friendship means more to him, and the very beginning, oh, Nadir, tender friend of mine, and then he goes into, oh, regret, oh, remorse, I'm truly sorry, pardon me, for heaven's sake, pardon me, yeah.
Tell us about, John, the production of this thing over time. You said it kind of fell out of favor in right around the time it was composed. When did it come back, and how is it? What's been its history since?
It was premiered in 1863, had a short run, then was forgotten about. There were some revivals outside of France in the 1880s, but the first time it really came back was in 1893. So 30 years after the original production, almost 20 years after Bizet's death, the Opéra Comique in Paris got a great cast together and put it before the public, and then everyone really loved it. And it's kind of stayed in the world repertoire for a while. The Met, before their production last year, actually had not done it in a century, which was very unusual, and we all kept wondering why that was. It's just great to hear really beautifully sung French like that. In fact, one of the reasons we're doing it this year is we hadn't done a French opera in quite a number of seasons, and It's just wonderful.
Eric Michko is the general director of the North Carolina Opera, and you have prepared another aria for us.
Yes, we're going to hear next from Act Two of the opera. This is when Nadir is coming for his rendezvous with Layla, right? So these are the lovers who are finally reunited after a long time. And it's a pretty nifty effect. The aria starts off stage, and you hear him sing it, and then he approaches and does it on stage. And it's a device that Bizet would actually obviously liked. He would use it 10 years later in Carmen. So it's a love song he's singing about his beloved, as one would approaching a rendezvous.
There is John Bellamer performing an aria from the opera The Pearl Fishers. That'll be on stage at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium April 28th and again April 30th. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, what a performance. And I want to talk with you, John was accompanied on that aria by Sahar Nouri on piano. And not only do you accompany, but you are the coach. Is it a vocal coach and French coach in this performance as well?
Correct. I'm a vocal coach / assistant conductor, besides being a pianist in this production. And being a vocal coach means helping the soloists individually as they prepare the roles. And also I'm responsible for making sure that we can sound as fluent, as French as possible in this production. So when our principals do their parts from memory, if they happen to have a mistake or something that sounds different than what they think they hear from their inside their instrument, which is their body, it's my job to be their best extra ears in the hall while we rehearse. And so I'm very in touch with their parts, knowing all of their role, as well as knowing the orchestra, because my job at the piano is not to be a pianist, it's to be the orchestra when the orchestra is not there. So I have to sound like the oboe when there's the oboe playing, or the harp, or the strings, and make that all sound different and as close to the orchestra as they will hear on stage, because we want to give them the best impression of what they'll be interacting with.
That kind of coaching has to be difficult, I would say, because it's the last thing a director wants to do, which is to tell an actor precisely how to say something. But it's critical in this. I mean, because whenever I do a French phrase, I end up imitating Peter Sellers. So that's not the way to do this, clearly, right? I mean, you don't want that. So that's got to be a rough job to sort of not interfere with their creative flow, but also say, this is not going to work if you sing it that way.
Absolutely. A coach has to be skilled in many different ways, and I'm not a French speaker, but I have studied French, and I make sure that I study this opera with a French specialist so that I know that I'm saying the right thing
to them. They'll be singing it in French, but of course we have the English language supertitles above the stage. So exactly. Even if you don't know French, you'll know what's going on.
So what we have now is we have not heard the famous duet yet. Alas, we have about 2 minutes left. So we have a recorded recording from the show. But what you could do is we could go out on that if you wouldn't mind. You want to do that?
Yep. I want to do the duet. Yeah.
You want to do the duet?
Yeah.
So before we do that, so we're going to do the duet and we'll do it live, and that will be the end of our show. But not before I get to thank you for being on the program, Eric Michko, General Director of the North Carolina Opera, tenor John Bellamer, who plays the role of Nadir, and baritone Jarrett Ott, who plays the role of Zorga in the same production. And of course, the production is The Pearl Fishers, which will be on stage April 28th. And April 30th. And of course, we've got all the information at our website, stateofthings.org. And I want to thank also Sahur. Do we have you here? Sahar Nouri, who is accompanying on the piano. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. We're working this out now. We can start singing it. And we will hear now the duet from the Pearl Fishers. Check out our website, stateofthings.org.
Formidable sound, arena of fires and dawn, in a flame apparé,
in a flame apparé,
la voir encore,
je crois la voir.
Oh,